This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Maggie out today. Andrew Bogish in. Both finals are bananas. Last night we saw the Oilers come back from a 3-0 deficit to tie the series against the Panthers. 2-2, wild Stanley Cup final. I think the NBA finals has also been pretty unpredictable because the Pacers stole game one, really didn't compete in game two, and then I think outright won game three. Hard to figure out. Folks, you had a stat that intrigued me about the NBA finals. The team that wins game three, what does that mean historically?
If the finals is 1-1, the
yes.
game three winner wins the series 80% of the time.
So why is Oklahoma City Thunder still favored according to Vegas?
They're favored to win the game tonight.
Yeah, and the series. They're still favored.
Has the series favor changed, though?
Right after the game, I put some money on the Pacers. I got plus 185.
All right. We're still living in a world where everybody just thinks the Thunder are the far better team and will eventually reel off two or three wins in a row and be done with this series.
Well, I think it's because also they were down 2-1 to Denver. And
yeah.
They've been a little bit up and down, and they've led this series for all but a few minutes. So,
right.
Talent-wise, they're right there. I think their starting five is actually play better. It was the bench of Indiana that shocked them. And Oklahoma City Thunder is supposed to have a bench, a great bench, an all-time bench. They go 10 deep. So that was very surprising to me how that played out. We will see. I've already ripped apart the Thunder if they lose the series. I'm like, trade Chet. EJ's like, trade J-Dub. Everybody's gone. I'm a big overreactor because they are 68-14, won their average by a game by 12.9 points. They should have an advantage over a 50-win Pacers team that, to me, is coming out of the inferior conference. Felt to me like they blew it in game three. I know you do not feel that way.
Well, of course they blew it, but they didn't blow it exclusively because of themselves. Like, the Pacers made them mess up. I don't think they took the Pacers lightly. I don't think they thought it was going to be easy. I am more confused as to why they didn't have better responses to the things that the Pacers did to them, especially the things that we knew Indy was going to do to them.
We did not know that Indy was going to amp up their defense on SGA.
But like they should have.
They should have. I totally agree. They did not see that coming. And also, there were certain plays that was not on Indy. Indy got steals. I keep on going to the inbounds pass where, Indy wasn't even pressing. They were just not, Oklahoma City Thunder literally did not even, weren't even looking.
And then the last one, McConnell like hunches down to get out of the sight line and then jumps up. Like, you could do that.
So you're saying like a little kid, like hiding in hide and seek, like you do with your son?
Well, like you did it like in grade school when there were like three good kids on the court and the other seven were picking their nose. Like, if you were the good three kids, you could do stuff like that.
You do it in pickup.
It shouldn't happen in the NBA.
You do it in pickup. It happens all the time where, like, it's kind of in pickup. I think if you're playing full court pickup, you do not steal the inbounds pass. It's kind of lame to me. Like, you let the team bring it up.
All right.
Doing a full court press in a pickup game is pretty weak, in my opinion. It's like, we're not in the state final here. We're just on Saturday afternoon, a bunch of guys.
I would have had you pegged for a full game plan, doing whatever it took to win. If you were going full court, you're calling the rule book every letter of the law. That feels like your MO, no?
No way.
All right.
If you go into a zone in a pickup game, that is weak. If you go into a box and one, that is lame. I'm like, listen, if you're the inferior team, just take the loss. But I'm actually not that talented of a basketball player, but I win a lot of pickup games because the most common error in a pickup game is a guy who never passes the ball. If you just pass the ball, and that's true for the NBA Finals, the Thunder are not throwing enough passes, and it's killing them. It's literally killing them.
Right, but so again, like, that's because the Pacers have messed them up.
I still think we're living in a world where we're
not acknowledging how annoying they are to play against and how relentless they are. And it's surprising that they have messed the Thunder up this much and did it more than once in the series. If there was one game, and Mark Daniels said it after game one, he said, or maybe it was after game two, they said that, you know, they're an acquired taste.
So why was SGA able to move the ball so well? Why were they able to pass so much in game two if the Pacers do their thing?
40 assists in game two. I know. 40 assists in game two. And then the Pacers had the reaction to game three and the Thunder didn't have a counter.
Yep. So we'll see in game four.
And you had to know whether they were to do it from the jump or not. You had to have expected them, as you're brainstorming in Thunder staff meetings, what might they do in game three? Someone had to go, well, they might defend SGA the full 90. And then you go, okay, well, if they do that, what are we going to do? And instead, they didn't seem to have adjustments to that. And that one I don't get.
All right, let's fix some of these other teams, including possibly the Thunder. It's supposed to be a hot and heavy NBA trade season. Shams Charania, ESPN, said it's going to happen soon before the draft. Any day now, we could start to see some major names on the trade market. A lot of buzz. I think they're creating too much buzz. I don't think the NBA can deliver all that they're promising, but there's so many names out there. We're going to break them down, and we're going to play Big Deal or No Deal. Think a little music with this, Manny? A little birthday music, maybe? All right. EJ Stewart, EP, you are going to throw out a name. And we, Andrew Bogus and I, are going to decide, is this a big deal or no deal? In the sense, I think, and tell me if I have this right, is this a real needle mover in the championship picture for the NBA? If this guy moves to the right team, is it going to change the odds for the finals? Or is this just a move that'll get attention but not really make any impact? EJ, get us started.
All right, let's start with the guy, the 7-footer in Phoenix with the slick jump shot, Kevin Durant. Big deal or no deal?
Well, I'll get you up. To me, this is a big deal. I think kind of obvious, especially because of the teams that are rumored. Forget Miami. If he goes to Miami, it's no deal. But if you get him into Minnesota and you get Julius Randle out of there, or if you get him to San Antonio with Victor Wembanyama, I mean, or even Houston, I'll give you those three teams, then to not put them in the championship picture would be crazy.
Definitely a big deal. Give me Minnesota. Give me Houston. The Spurs one, I'm a little confused on here in terms of their timeline.
Yeah, I know
Durant,
what you mean.
Durant helps the T-Wolves and the Rockets immediately next year get closer to title contention. Are the Spurs really that close to being one of the two or three best teams in the West that Durant makes that much of a difference?
That might be the biggest question in the entire NBA. How close are the Spurs? I don't have an answer. There seems to be now, there was a report yesterday that they're not sold on taking Dylan Harper number two. They could even trade that pick. Dylan Harper, the Rutgers star, who I think by all draft experts think is by far the number two player in this draft.
Yeah.
They're young. Here's the thing. They have Stephon Castle. They have Dylan Harper. They have Wemby. How many young guys? At what point do you bring in the
De'Aaron
old guy?
Fox, too.
Yeah, De'Aaron
Which
Fox.
Which is, I think, part of the argument against Ace Bailey. I mean, against Dylan Harper is he a little redundant in Fox Castle? Like, are they already kind of set there?
Seems that way.
So why not move back a little bit? I get why you want Durant. And watching Durant and Wemby on the court at the same time would be great. But, like, really, how much better does that make them in 25-26, which is the only year that matters with KD?
Yeah, I like actually, and I'm not the only one, thinks Minnesota would be a great fit because Minnesota has some veterans that they could give up, and Phoenix could at least be competitive. They could give up, get Gobert off their books would be huge. We'll see how that plays out. Who's next, EJ?
All right, he may not be good at Dykeman, but he's the NBA's favorite play-in player. Let's go to Trae Young, who's been already been linked to some trades, including to the Sacramento Kings. Is this a big deal or no deal?
Who would acquire that?
I'm going to go no deal. As Manny said, who would want to acquire that? I think he's got to get out of Atlanta. I think everybody needs a break from that. And maybe just for Manny and EJ's sake, get him as far away from the Garden as possible.
I like that.
But he's going to, wherever he goes, I think we're going to end up with the same questions of whether or not he really is a true frontline franchise leading guy.
I read Young is eligible. Get this number. 4-year, $228 million max extension this offseason.
Ugh.
I mean, who wants to pay that? I know the Hawks have to be considering either trying to get him to take less or trade him. I agree, no deal. I don't think he's the teams that he's rumored to are not going to change the title picture at all to me. Who's next, EJ?
All right. What about the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo? Big deal, no deal?
I'll start. Biggest deal. Biggest deal this offseason, although I'm getting really, really nervous. As a general NBA fan, I need some change in Milwaukee. I do not want to see Giannis return. I can see Giannis being Mr. Good Guy and returning. But if I had to say, I would get him into the West and same teams with KD. To me, San Antonio would be fascinating. Obviously, Houston would be very exciting. But if you could get him to OKC, if OKC loses a series and they go all in, that to me, if you had Giannis and SGA, like that's, it reminds me of LeBron going to the Heat. That would be amazing.
Didn't he just say something about going back to the Bucks, Giannis? He was like at an event and was
Was overseas and
right, and like the translation factors into the stuff like that.
And he might have just been caught up in the moment.
Right.
I'm not going to take that as gospel.
No, but I mean, is it anything of a hint as to what he wants or what's going to happen here?
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, no, it does seem like. It seemed like a month ago, everyone was like, oh, Giannis is gone.
Right.
Now the tide seems to be turning.
He was shopping for houses here in New York.
Yeah, I know. In New York, I'm sure Giannis would love to come to New York. I don't really think they have the assets to get him. So I think he would go west, and I think the Bucks would prefer to trade him west. I'm just not sure it's going to happen. Yeah. All right.
I think the quote was, I hope to be back with the Bucks soon, the quote. Let's go to a two-time All-Star but troubled figure, Ja Morant.
I'm going to go big deal on this just because Ja is still an elite, elite basketball player. I don't still trust him on top of off-court stuff. He can't stay healthy either. But I still think he's worth taking a gamble on. If I could get him, and maybe the price is a little bit different because of all those issues, I think if I was a GM, I'd roll those dice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a risk. Again, even a healthy Ja Morant, this is going to get me in trouble. He reminds me a lot of Derrick Rose. There are guys who just dominate the regular season, but then you need to really, really shoot well to win the NBA Finals. I'm not sure Ja Morant would have an easy path to a title. So in that sense, not a big deal, but I would take a risk on him in a second. I think he's going to mature and get older, and some of that personal stuff, he'll put behind him. Obviously, I think he's a hard worker. At least he seems that way on the court, so I'm down with that. All right, who's next?
All right, he scored a lot of points, but not a lot of wins. How about LaMelo Ball in Charlotte?
Oh, man. I saw him on the list. I'm like, oh, right, LaMelo Ball.
I feel like I'm unqualified to answer this. I don't remember the last time I saw the Hornets on a basketball court doing anything.
Thank you. I don't remember. The last time I saw LaMelo Ball was a high school highlight where he was going up against Zion. And LaMelo Ball was shooting this weird thing from his chest from 50 feet away, and it was going in. He's obviously changed since then. I just think he is the NBA's forgotten star. I don't think he's in trade rumors. I have seen his name.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to expect. I saw two teams that were interested. Orlando, I get that. They seem like a piece away. And Portland, I have no idea what that's about. I'm going to go no deal.
All right, last one here. He's an NBA champion, a finals MVP. But he's coming off knee surgery. Jaylen Brown.
Mm. This is a big deal.
Okay, explain why.
Well, the knee issue, as far as we know, was just a scope to clean things out. I don't think it's a thing you need to be worried about coming back from. And he is still within the range of being in his prime. The Celtics, I understand the desire here, unfortunately, where they are because of Jason Tatum. The door is open for some kind of reset. We know what Jaylen Brown can be when the games matter the most. So if you're one player away, it's a lot of money. I get that. But people are going to get paid here no matter what. You're going to have to pay guys like that at some point. So I would go get Jaylen Brown.
Okay. Say you had to give up massive assets to get Jaylen Brown, but you could give up less and get Derek White off the Celtics, who's also reportedly on the trading block.
I don't think they're comparable players. Derek White's a complimentary player.
So my point is you could give up 60% of what you give up for Brown to get Derek White.
But even if I traded for Derek White, I'd still be going, I need a player like Jaylen Brown. I don't think those solve the same question.
Say you're Houston, say you're Minnesota, say you're even San Antonio, who had Derek White. Say you're a team that needs a solid point guard, a solid defensive player, but you have a scorer. You don't need Jaylen Brown. You already have a wing scorer like Anthony Edwards, for example.
Sure, then Derek White. But if I'm out in the wild looking for a guy that can be my first or second option.
Yeah, but you have to give up a lot to get Jaylen Brown.
But that's who he is, and I don't have him. So how else am I going to get him?
I'm intrigued by Derek White. I feel like he's a championship kind of player.
Right,
he reminds me of Drew Holiday when he got to the Celtics.
But this is a whole different conversation, though. It's not they're not on the same list. They don't satisfy the same needs.
I don't know. I'd be nervous about selling the farm to get Jaylen Brown. I think
because of what?
Health. He's already 28. He can be really sloppy. He comes in. And I feel like he did win a title in Boston, but I have trouble trusting Jaylen Brown as my star player. And you have to give up a ton to get this dude. EJ, where do you weigh in on Jaylen Brown?
I kind of agree with you, Pearl. I think the contract, the stuff you had to give up just to make that deal work.
Yeah.
You feel you're giving up half your roster, unless you're one of these teams that have a bad contract themselves they're willing to take just to get off of the Brown deal. That would concern me. I like him as a player, but if he's going to be my best player and I'm paying him $60 million a year, that would concern me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics reportedly want to get cheaper or below the apron, and Brown is expensive. It seems like they're headed towards a major rebuild. All right, give us a call, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The name that really, to me, right now I want to hear about is Kevin Durant. Do you want Kevin Durant? Do you think Kevin Durant could make the Spurs an instant NBA Finals contender? Do you think he could make the Rockets or the T-Wolves? I'm very curious. There's going to be a lot of names flying around. Feels to me like KD's going to be the first domino to fall. We'll see where that goes. All right, coming up next, more NBA Finals. Is the series over? We'll talk about that next. Maggie and Perloff Show.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. Bam, bam, bam. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Andrew Bogusin for Maggie Gray today. I am so glad you're here because you can help me understand this story. Christian Pulisic, I know his dad came out and was angry because Landon Donovan, the former U.S. soccer star, criticized Pulisic for missing international play. Now, Christian Pulisic was on a podcast and sort of said the same thing. He's very disappointed in the former U.S. soccer players criticizing his absence. But it does seem, Andrew, that the former players might have a case here against Pulisic. Can you give us some background and explain to people what's happening here if they don't know anything about Team USA?
I mean, this is like a years-long story. How far back do you want to go?
How about 3 weeks?
Okay, so the Gold Cup is about to start, which is a tournament. I guess it's for the
North America and Central America? And Central America, right. And the Caribbean, yes.
So, and in particular, it's important this time because it's the last competitive matches for U.S. men's soccer before next summer's World Cup. As a host nation, they don't need to qualify. So they haven't been playing real matches in this run-up, and they have nothing else between now and next summer. There'll be some friendlies, some exhibitions, but this Gold Cup is the last time to have something close to your A team under a new head coach, getting experience, getting reps together, figuring out how they're going to play in a new system, what the new, you know, starting 11 and subs might be. It's a big deal. And Pulisic and many others, for different reasons, are not there. But he seems to have the flimsiest reason for not being there. And
which is what?
That he needs a rest.
Okay, so he's on a beach somewhere.
After he was at the game. He was might have been at the Stanley Cup game last night. He's been all over the place.
I don't know where he's been.
So he's around. He's posting pictures of him having fun and doing nothing.
Do you think he got to hang out with Travis and Taylor, who were at the game last night?
That I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure they would have crossed paths.
Because I got to tell you, I would skip a soccer match to hang out with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
A reminder that Christian Pulisic is 26 years old.
Yes. Now, he did play a career-high amount of minutes for AC Milan. But as I mentioned the other day, he continued to play a full complement of minutes for them when their season was, for all intents and purposes, over. He could have pulled back then and had a little more in his legs for this event this summer. And then done nothing else for August and gone back to Europe and whatever. So he's gotten a lot of heat from former U.S. men's national team players who are now in the media for not just skipping this event, but skipping the significance of this event.
Where are we in terms of Team USA's chances in the World Cup?
We're hosting in the World Cup.
Yeah,
good.
So the team is not peaking right now anyway.
The thing is, the team doesn't exist because the top 8, 9, 10 guys are not on this roster right now. So we don't even know what the team is, whether it's peaking or not, because they're not together playing matches.
All right, well, let's hear from Christian Pulisic. Try and explain his side of the street.
It is tough because I looked up to those guys growing up. Some of these guys were my idols, and you know, I respect them so much as players. And it's tough, especially when you know some of them as well, even you know privately, the way they can, you know, the way they talk to me and clearly want to show support and be your friend and everything. And then it goes and they say something slightly different publicly.
That's from the Galazzo Network, our friends at CBS Sports over there. Okay. Pulisic went on to say that he's really into this.
Of all things, you can talk about my performances, whatever you want, but to question my commitment, especially towards the national team, in my opinion, that's way out of line. But you know how it is. People forget really quickly, and you know, I'm sure once I'm back with the national team, I hope if I could, you know, once I'm back with the national team, I can play again, and score a goal and win a game, it's people will forget all about this quickly.
So, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is the one thing where I think if anyone is saying that he's not committed to the team, that's where you're 100% wrong. I think questioning his commitment to USA Soccer is unfair. But there's a weird kind of like secondary thought that he did make a value judgment about this event. Not the team, but it does seem kind of fair to say he thought that this event was in a way beneath him. That he didn't have to be at this event.
Yikes.
Right?
Yikes.
What? Do you agree?
Well, if that is the case, I mean, if that's his mentality, that's a poor mentality. I mean, you want this sport to grow in this country, and you're not going to participate in the continent's premier tournament?
But why are we even talking about this? The team has no chance, and they're irrelevant.
Well, they're good in the gold. They can win the Gold Cup. Any given year, the United States can you know, give the Panamanians and the Mexicans a run for their money in this tournament. Yeah, they're not going to win the World Cup, but I mean, let's have some momentum here with a new head coach. If I was Pochettino, I would have said, oh, okay, you're tired? All right, then I'm guessing next season you'll be tired and I'll just omit you from the roster. You're coming this summer to play for this team.
Wow.
Because that's the thing. You can't rest this summer for next summer because you have an entire season between now and then. So there is room to criticize him here or to be confused. And why does it matter? It matters because soccer's never been more important in this country than it is now. Everyone loves English soccer. Everyone's following the Champions League. Everyone is geeked up for MLS, for Gold Cup,
also,
for the FIFA World Cup.
This is the golden generation of American soccer. And
it's
they
a new coach.
Nothing.
But it clearly is not the quote-unquote golden generation.
Well, that is,
I think there's been more buzz about their chances in previous years. I mean, I feel like nobody's even fooling themselves this time around.
But the problem is people are awake to all of these issues. Like people would drop in and get excited when it was almost time for the World Cup. Now people are following this.
Some people.
Well, yeah, but
not
more,
casuals.
But more than ever, there are people in the day-to-day following of this. And the drama of the previous head coach, Greg Berhalter, and the last World Cup being a disaster and him throwing players under the bus and keeping his job and other allegations about things that happened in the years in the past. And then they finally get rid of him and they bring in a guy that's supposed to fix all of this. Mm-hmm. And now they have their longest losing streak in 18 years. Mm. And half the team is no-showing or can't be at this event.
Yeah.
And it's all this drama. And they're supposed to be going in the right direction. And instead, they're going in the completely wrong one.
Well, I think soccer fans are following this TikTok. I don't think the people who are going to jump in for the World Cup understand any of this. They're just saying, why?
There's more soccer fans now than there have ever been.
Say 1/50th of the amount that are watching an NFL wildcard game.
Okay, but then let's not talk about anything that's not football.
No.
There's no reason to bring that up now.
I'm just saying, I think the big storyline, I think all this drama is compelling, but I think come World Cup time, a lot of Americans are going to be like, why aren't we better yet?
But I think the problem,
and they're going to wonder why.
Right, but I think the problem will be when we come to next year, people who have been paying attention, which again, like Bogus and Maynard are saying, is more than before, they're going to say, well, if this guy would have played last year, maybe we would have been better. Like these skeletons are going to come out of the closet one way or another. Like, either he's got to perform, and then they get to their first semifinal, they finally get past the quarterfinal hurdle, like, and then this maybe goes away. But if they go next year and they don't get out of group play or they struggle, especially in the World Cup that is here.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be here. This is not going to be in South Africa or some other country far away. Like, this is going to be the most interest that U.S. has ever had in a World Cup. If they struggle, definitely. It's literally going to be our backyard.
But not if they stay. Not if they don't
if they
get
stink,
out of
it. It's going to be the
they don't
top
get out of
story.
The round.
It's going to be the top story on our show if you think.
But I remember when they were advancing a few years, you know, but was it 10 years or 15 years ago? Then, like, it caught like wildfire.
Right.
If they are not competitive, we're not going to have watch parties like we did because they'll be gone.
No, okay, a couple of things. Now, I remember in 94, the last time the Men's World Cup was here, that summer, my friends, for the first time ever, we played soccer all the time. Like, people were all in on
that. Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
But then it ended, and you're like, oh, baseball. Oh, football's back. NBA. Now, in this particular run-up, there's not going to be time to go, oh, they're not worth my time. There will be watch parties for every single one of their matches when we get to next summer.
But here's the thing. You need some matches, though. Like, they can't just go out early.
No.
They're going to have three at least.
They're going to have three.
Yeah.
So, but, and like for those three, people will be all in on whatever those games are.
They totally.
So, but you just said they're not. Like, you're no. like, they're not going to show up. People will show up.
But I think there was honestly, like, what was the year that we did really? Was it 12? I feel like there was a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement, a lot of hope.
Belgium, right? That was a quarterfinal. What was that?
2010, you guys beat Algeria to get to the quarterfinals.
Okay, I do think also, I agree with Pulisic, like the narrative, this is a long way away. Like there'll be five other narratives. I'd be surprised. He said, the second I score a goal, people are going to forget this. I do think that's possible. That's kind of how sports works.
Yes, but that's also a year from now. And unless they win this Gold Cup with this, you know, B-minus squad, then the only conversation between now and next spring, or I guess it may be in the fall when they have a friendly somewhere, is going to be about what's not working. Like they can't, there's no way for them to stop the negativity until the World Cup. And if they don't play well, then that negativity is going to go up even more so.
Right. Is there any discussion of bringing in a college football coach?
Not yet. But I mean, I will, as you know, Nick Saban is available to at least consult here.
He's a little old. We need a young go-getter like Mr. Lasso to save the team.
I will say this, though, and I don't disagree with the criticism of Pulisic, but I do have a little bit of a problem of these older, and I love these guys I rooted for. That was my height of watching soccer. But the Landon Donovans and the Tim Howards, great players, and then Alexi Yalas is a whole nother deal. Those guys also didn't win anything. Like, they do sometimes get on their high horse as if they got rings to show, all these Gold Cup wins to show, and they didn't get it done. Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, these are the guys that I watched growing up. I love those guys, but it does feel weird to hear guys who did not win go off on these guys all the time. It seems like they always got something to say negatively about these current players. When I look at them, I'm like, well, what did you accomplish? And I don't see a lot of big advancements in the World Cup. I remember some heartbreaking losses mm-hmm. in the Gold Cup that I watched. So my thing is, like, let the guys do them, and then if they don't play well, they struggle, then yeah, go at them. But that's the only thing for me is
EJ,
these guys talk as if they are World Cup champions.
But they did more with less than this group has.
Mm. That is
but
fair.
EJ, let me ask you, is this a related to your same take with NBA where you don't like the former players just shredding the league constantly?
It's adjacent, but I almost feel differently more about these guys, because I think when we talk about those former players, oftentimes those guys who get a microphone are guys who have won championships, won MVPs, guys who have accomplished a lot. And I'm not trying to I know it sounds like I'm diminishing them. I know that these guys are important. Again, they're very important to me and my soccer watching. I do though feel like you put on that USA and then you retire, and they just feel like they can just go after whoever is playing for the US. Like I saw Alexi Yalas do this with my guys. He was doing it without. Wait, what is this guy doing? You guys got to step up. I'm like, okay, bro. Like, you didn't do much. Like, I do think there needs to be some grace for these guys who did not win a lot, who are then wanting to just shred guys who are currently playing right now, trying to work off of what they establish.
You know, it's funny. Former players getting on TV and shredding current players, like, that's called sports TV. Former players going on and saying nice things about current players, that would exist in a vacuum. That would be like a tree falling in the woods. Nobody wants anyone on TV because when we talk about sports, we shred guys. We want the people on TV to shred guys. That's exactly like
I'm getting the NBA to shred Pulisic.
Yeah, of course. Like, otherwise, what are you doing on TV? I mean,
talk about what happened in the match, which was that Portugal had a historic
yawn.
Well, that's for you. I mean, you're not 100% of people. Like, there are other,
I like Inside the NBA because they tell it like it is. I don't like ESPN because they are league partners. Like, I want criticism of the players because the way sports works, one team wins, one team loses. I want to hear why the team lost, and I want to hear, oh, Lionel Messi shows up for these tournaments. Why can't Christian Pulisic? Like, that's much more interesting to me than, hey, let's evaluate how this line did in minute 36.
Right, but don't you also want valid criticism?
Right.
Like EJ said the other day, you don't want to be mean for the sake of being mean. Like, if a guy deserves to get crushed, then crush him. But I think we're also allowed to figure out whether or not he deserved to be crushed to the level that he's getting crushed at.
But as a viewer, you're allowed to just disagree with Landon Donovan. That makes good TV. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
If you just got out there and be like, man, I'm just cheering for USA. I can't wait till Pulisic gets here. Nobody, you wouldn't watch. Like, what's the point of that?
I'm not watching Portugal and Spain wanting to hear what he wants to say about Pulisic. I'm sorry. And I don't think many people were.
I wasn't.
There's no one who's turning on to watch Portugal, U.S., and Spain in a random match that has nothing to do with U.S. is waiting to hear Landon Donovan just take a shot at Pulisic, whether it was fair or unfair.
You don't think Landon Donovan on TV around the World Cup is going to be the most compelling TV part of this whole thing?
That's a totally different question. First of all, no, and that's a totally different question what I'm saying.
That's Alexi Lalas.
I think everyone would agree, or most people would agree, that you don't turn on, and you probably didn't know Landon Donovan was even going to be on the broadcast, because again, most of these people probably aren't fully invested in what Fox's broadcast is. And then am I waiting for him to take a gratuitous shot at Pulisic? No, that's not what I would have expected. I mean, you want to say that's more compelling? I guess.
What kind of shoulder programming do you like? Like, what's your favorite? Like, you want to see like LeBron and Nash breaking down the X's and O's, like that kind of thing?
It's fine. I mean, I think all criticism is bad, and I'm not saying that it's bad. What I'm saying is these things don't exist in a glass house, and these things don't exist without any kind of vacuum. Because what happens is when the players go back at us, we become sensitive too. We say, well, you should just shut up and take it. Why don't we just shut up and take it?
But
to me, it's a back and forth that, again, it's not like Landon Donovan wasn't a player. It's not like he's not a guy who took breaks. It's not like he's a guy that came up small in certain games. Like, that, with that context, I would think that you would have more grace when it comes to talking about these players. That's my point.
Well, thank God you're so good at radio, because I don't think Fox is going to hire you, knowing their MO on the way they've done TV over the years. Like, I think everyone's like, ooh, Landon Donovan. I think a lot of executives are like, let's get that guy on now. Like, let's go.
But I come on here and crush people all the time. My problem is and Landon knows what he's talking about, but some of these people know what you're talking about, number one. And again, just, I do think that we feel like that because we're behind the glass of being media members, that we could just say whatever and there's no repercussions. I do think that is a real problem.
The trend brought up by my friend Tim Kalishaw on the final episode of Around the Horn. Now, executives only want former players. The trend is former players who will rip their current players. No more journalists. So, unfortunately, a lot of us civilians are getting squeezed out. So it's not even us who gets to rip the players. It's the former players.
Hey, all right. If you guys want to keep doing some infighting, Americans, go ahead. This Mexican is loving it.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's the rest of the world to be, not just us. All right, Peter Schwartz, headlines.
All right, Game 4 Stanley Cup Final was another classic. Panthers jump out to a 3-0 first period lead. The Oilers rally with 3 in the second, tie the game. Take the lead in the third. Florida ties the game with 20 seconds to go in that forced overtime.
Clock calls it. Cross side pass. Right side of the net. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
That was Kenny Albert on TNT.
He's good. Kenny Albert's very good at what he does.
He is awesome at what he does. And he was on TNT last night. Oilers beat the Panthers 5-4. The series tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is set for Saturday night in Edmonton. Winnipeg Jets goalie Connor Hellebuck won the Hart Trophy for NHL MVP and the Vezina Trophy for the league's top goalie. Tonight's Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Indiana and the Pacers lead the series 2-1. Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers aren't celebrating anything just yet.
There's nothing to get excited about right now. You know, we're still a long way away. And you just got to take it a day at a time. So, we're excited to play another game in front of our home crowd and approach this game the same way we approached yesterday and just control what we can. And I think the biggest thing is just playing hard.
Tip-off tonight is at 8:30 Eastern time.
Is that one voice or two?
Yeah, it was just one. I was paying attention.
Disappointing.
Golf, J.J. Spahn has the lead after one round of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. He's 4-under, one shot better than Thurston Lawrence. Major League Baseball.
Thurston Lawrence? Is he from the Love Boat?
Yeah. Thurston Lawrence the third.
Are you talking about Thurston? No, from Gilligan's Island, Thurston Howell.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, that's a name.
There you go. Major League Baseball, Yankees and Royals were scoreless into the eighth inning last night.
There's your 1-2, Goldschmidt, Reyes. At second, his pitch. Swung on, hit the other way. Off the glove of Pasquantino. They're going to wave Reyes. Here's the throw. And Reyes stopped. Now he's caught between home and third. Head first dive. He's in there as the catcher drops the ball. Ben Rice to third. Wow. The Yankees are on the board.
Dave.
Hey,
Smith.
Now.
That's how you're on the bases.
Dave Sims all over the place there on Yankees radio. And the Yankees complete a
Man,
season
sweep. Sweeping
up
the Royals right now.
I'm sorry?
Manny is sweeping up the Royals
now. They wanted to talk real heavy over here after the ALDS last season. Now they're 34-34 and just got swept by one of the best teams in baseball. Go to hell, Kansas City.
Go to hell, Kansas City.
It's his birthday. It's Manny's birthday. Okay, we're going to give him some leeway today. Normally, we don't accept that. We love Kansas City.
Yeah, I already got with Detroit. I don't want nothing with Kansas City. They got great barbecue. And my father-in-law, future, lives there.
Yeah, they have a lot more parades in this city that you're in, Manny, in the last 10 years.
That's what they get for losing to the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Can someone cut Go to Hell, KC, for me for future? Thank you very much.
Right, KC, big soccer town, right?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Definitely.
Big time. Yeah, I think they're actually going to host a game, too. I think.
There you go.
All right, Peter. Thank you very much. All right, I want to hear more from you, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Do you have a problem with Landon Donovan and former soccer players ripping Christian Pulisic, or former players in general in any sport being overcritical? Give us a call, Meg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kim Perloff Show. All right, this NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. How is NASCAR celebrating Manny's birthday? What do you got, bud?
Well, guys, I've been waiting for this race all season long. Not only is it the race happening on my birthday weekend, but for the first time ever, NASCAR is taking the Cup Series to my motherland. It's the Viva Mexico 250 from El Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez in La Ciudad de México. It's the first time since 2008 that NASCAR has a race down in the Mexican capital. That was back when Kyle Busch visited Victory Lane for Joe Gibbs Racing in the Xfinity race. Eyes of the local fans will turn to the 99 Chevy Camaro for Trackhouse Racing, driven by the only Mexican in the Cup Series, Daniel Suarez. It's the Viva Mexico 250 from El Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez. Green flag waves on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, that's exciting.
By the way, guys, the Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez, it's a road course. Inside turn 14, whole baseball stadium.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
Diablos Rojos de México play there. Trevor Bauer graced the mound on that pit, on that field one day.
That one, also, I don't know if you're bragging
about. I don't
want you to
grace with Trevor Bauer.
All right, fine. Robinson Cano, don't you know, he played there as well.
Again, grace. Who else you got?
Insert.
Alvar Perez, maybe?
Probably. Let me look that up.
Did Manny Ramirez play there, too?
Yeah, no, not Manny.
Ross Chapman, Australia. You got him in there.
He probably defected to Mexico and probably play there, yeah.
How about the guy from Eastbound and Down, Kenny Powers?
He had three home runs one day. I was there.
I was going to say Randy Rosarena, but can't beat Kenny Powers.
Okay. We're talking about U.S. soccer. Christian Pulisic fires back on a podcast, and Landon Donovan and other former players are criticizing him for not showing up. Not good for Team USA, but I think both sides have a case. Want to hear from you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Not only this soccer situation, but do former players have the right to rip current players? Of course they have the right, but do you want to hear them basically just do that? All right, let's go to Bill in Rochester. Bill, what do you think of what Christian Pulisic is saying?
I think that Christian Pulisic is really being an interesting character. He's been the face of soccer now for a number of years in the U.S. But I don't want to talk about Christian Pulisic. I want to talk about Donovan, if that's okay.
Yeah. What about him?
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Donovan took off for 4.5 months before the summer before the World Cup, and that's why he didn't make the roster. And so he's got to really think about what he's doing, and he's being a hypocrite. And when he was saying that, when I heard it live on TV, my head just exploded. Mm. And, you know, people don't realize that he did that, okay? So he's got no place to say that. I think that guys that played for the national team and that are paid announcers, that they have to make sure that they have credible when they are criticizing people, that they're credible.
Yep.
And Donovan doesn't have that in terms of criticizing Pulisic for this. I think other guys, Lyles can get a little crazy, okay? I think Howard does a really good job. Dempsey finally weighed in on this deal, and, you know, his comment was that, you know, where were you, Landon, when we were all grinding and we were trying to get through all these games? So...
All right, Bill.
All I had to say, and I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
I appreciate your take. I'd actually like to hear Landon Donovan answer this question because we've heard it a lot. He will be talking a lot in the next couple of years. What do you think Landon's going to say, Bo?
I'm the captain.
Well, I think he might say that he was not at the same point of his career when he took his break that Christian Pulisic is right now, that the context of the moment is different, and Landon Donovan didn't make the team. Christian Pulisic is doing this under the correct assumption that he's going to be on the team next year.
Right.
He knows there's no risk, there's no gamble. If anyone's ever actually insulted or angry at him right now, that's going to go away because there is no penalty to not going there. Like, I don't know Landon Donovan's thoughts all those years ago if he was like, okay, listen, I'm willing to not make the team because I physically can't play right now. I'll take that risk. There is no risk here for Pulisic. He knows he'll be on the team next year, and he still is the face of U.S. soccer, and the games, the matches that Donovan missed were different than these matches right now. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison. There's definitely legitimacy to this critique of Landon Donovan, but it's not same-same.
Oh, wow. This is a dense topic. Let's go to Chris in Alabama. Chris, do you have a problem with former players ripping current players?
I don't necessarily have a problem. Also, EJ brought it up, that everybody wants to point fingers, and so I was pointing right back at them on the older players and the newer players, because to be honest and be frank, it's a reason the USA women's team asking for money when the men should take a pay cut. I think I've been on the record on the NBA All-Star weekend when EJ brought up that week, I think you were away, Perloff, our praise and ring culture. The women put in 10 times more work than those sorry, no good, lazy bum of USA men's soccer team, because either they try to take the banner or the flag is this a reason why you support them, and then they do a daryl enough and a con enough the reason why they should at least be acknowledged for some success. But when it comes to national and FIFA, they constantly either choke up all the time or they don't even be worth a damn. So it's like, Alexa Elias, even himself too, but at the same time, I mean, he still brought it up and is still present today when he came in on him on Fox, because as far as I'm concerned, like I said, the week that you weren't here in the NBA All-Star Weekend, yep. If they lose and lose them across the country, leave them there. They got to earn their strides.
All right,
they constantly just take your love and admiration for your flag and just take a crap on it and then okay. Expect you to just be like.
All right, Chris, I appreciate that. And the pay between the women's teams and the men's teams, that's another can of worms. And obviously, I think there's a lot of consensus on that particular issue. Bogues, you kind of agree with some of the sentiments in there?
I think that also is part of where the older guys' frustration with this group comes, is that they think, right or wrong, that these guys have these entitled feelings towards being on the Olympic team or the national team that they have not earned, and they have all the advantage that the older guys wish they had, didn't have, overcame. So they demand a lot of them, and sometimes they get a little too personal in all this anger, I think.
Yeah, they need some positive energy. They need a Ted Lasso. Great video out there that went viral yesterday of Jason Sudeikis explaining how Ted Lasso is a reincarnation of Jim Harbaugh. And he calls him for details on how to dress. Definitely, it's lasso time. Okay, coming up, Mount Olympus for sports gods. Today's target, San Diego. Let's go. Maggie Perloff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.